Yeah, and Dylan's a local boy here in the Duluth area. Just grew up just outside of Duluth in Hermantown. Grew up watching the Bulldogs, so he's a popular kid here. And sometimes I feel like he was a great player here in high school, guys. Just a phenomenal defenseman. And he's kind of a local legend because last year he scored the game-winning goal at XL Energy Center for his high school team in overtime, celebrated with a snow angel on that XL Energy Center ice in St. Paul. So he knows the big stage. He's played in big games in St. Paul before. This year, you could tell a little bit in the first half that this was a kid that was, making a pretty big jump. He played minimal junior hockey experience just kind of the end of last year with the Waterloo Blackhawks, the USHL. What was a positive was he got to play next to his future defensive partner, Mikey Anderson, there in Waterloo at the end of the season. But UMD felt comfortable calling him up basically right out of high school because he did play so well in those last few weeks, about a month there with Waterloo in the USHL. So, but there were times you could see at times where, man, this kid's a man. He really, he can use that size and strength to his advantage, but he was still getting accustomed to the college game. And where I feel his season has really turned and his development really turned was going to the World Juniors. A little unsure what the first half he had at UMD, whether he was going to get that invite to go to the World Juniors, but Bob Motzko brought him on to Team USA, and he was a great asset. And him and I talked about that earlier this week, how much confidence he gained from playing for Team USA in the World Juniors. And I think that's carried over a lot to the second half here. And he's been phenomenal. Last weekend in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in that regional, the wins over Minnesota State and Air Force, those were probably his best games of the season. The entire team, I think, defensively, especially that freshman group, it was their best weekend of the season. But definitely Dylan and Mikey, those two are phenomenal. Offensively, maybe they haven't, stepped up, but I don't know if they've had to. Defensively, though, those two have been real strong, and that's what's been great to see.